哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with you all.
很高兴又回到卡加利啊，已经很久没有回来了，要超过一个差不多有一个月了。
And I'm very happy to be back in Calgary. I haven't been back for some time. It's been close to a month.
啊，到之前呢、啊，到处跑，尤其是在卡加啊，要埃明顿，还有去美国协助圣工。
And before I have sent to many places. Especially to Edmonton and also to some seminars in the U.S.
啊，今天晚上呢，我们要讲的题目是方言的恩赐。
And tonight's topic is the gifts of speaking in tongues.
真耶稣教会有一个很大的特色，跟一般教会不一样。
There's a very unique characteristic of the True Jesus Church that's different from others.
就是说祷告的时候会说方言。
And that's when we pray, we'll speak in tongues.
感谢主，我们今天晚上有一些朋友来参加我们的聚会。
And thank God, tonight we have some friends that joined us.
不晓得你第一次来的时候有没有被吓一大跳。
I wonder if the first time you came, were you scared?
或者是我们以前在慕道的时候，第一次来教会的感觉是怎么样
？Or perhaps the first time you came and you saw seek the truth, what was your feeling?
哇，怎么他们这样祷告呢
？Why do they pray like this?
怎么那么大声呢
？Why are they so loud?
为什么嘴巴噜噜噜噜不晓得他们讲什么呢
？Why are they make all these noise with their mouth and I don't understand what they're saying?
尤其是如果你有去过其他基督教的宗派
，And if you've been to other Christian denominations?
大部分呢、啊，祷告都。安安静静的都不讲话，都是牧师代替大家讲话啊。最后你就只说阿门就可以了。
Most of them, when you pray, you're very quiet, and maybe the pastor would lead you in the prayer, and at the end, you would just say amen.
啊，怎么这个教会的人祷告那么奇怪呢
？But why does this church, they pray so weird?
啊，因为如果不了解圣经的话，真的会觉得很奇怪。
Because if you do not understand the Bible, and truly, it would feel weird.
那如果了解圣经的话。
But if you understand the Bible,
就知道说原来这个所谓的这种祷告的方式啊，叫做方言。
Then you understand that this method of prayer is called speaking in tongues.
刚好我们教会的读经啊，最近在读哥林多前书。
And recently when our church's reading Bible study plan, we're reading 1 Corinthians.
保罗在哥林多前书十二章还有十四章里面呢、啊，讲到很多有关于说方言的恩赐的问题。
And Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 14 talks about a lot about the gifts of speaking in tongues.
所以这个对我们组内的要传福音的，或者是对我们在查考道理的朋友们，我们都很需要了解什么叫做说方言。
So for us within Christ and also for our friends here, it is very important for us to understand what does it mean to speak in tongues.
了解了，你才不会害怕。
And after you understand this, then you won't be afraid.
你了解了，才知道这个的宝贵。
And if you understand this, then you understand how precious it is.
不感谢主了哈！如果你第一次来过了啊，没有被这个祷告吓跑，再回来的，证明你是心中已经接受了，或者慢慢已经习惯了。
And thank God if you already come once and you witness the praying and you come back, that means you already accepted it or you're already familiar with it.
甚至我们在座中很多后来信主的朋友们也是这样。
And even those amongst us, for those who believe afterwards, it's the same thing.
到后来自己求到圣灵，自己有这个体验。
And afterwards, they receive the Holy Spirit, and you have the experience on your own.
他们就知道这个的宝贵了。
And you also understand how precious this is.
好，那一般的基督教派呢？基督教会就不是这样的认为啊。
So most of the other Christian denominations, they don't have this perception of.
他们有一个比较错误的理解。
They have a wrong view.
他们在读哥林多前书的时候
，When they read 1 Corinthians,
他们觉得这个说方言。只是圣灵所赐的恩赐其中一种罢了吧。
They interpret that the speaking of tongue is one of the gifts, one of the spiritual gifts.
他们大部分也不反对。
And they are not against it.
但是他们不追求。
But they don't pursue it.
因为他们说这个方言不是每一个信徒都会有的。
Because they feel that the speaking in tongue is not one that all Christians should have.
他们说这个是特别的恩赐。
They say that this is a special gift.
他们在读的时候呢，就读到这个十二章的二十八节。
And when they read chapter 12, verse 28.
我们看哥林多前书十二章二十八节。
Let's all turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28.
十二章二十八节。
Chapter 12, verse 28.
我们一起读。
Let's all read it together.
一二三，神在教会众所设立的，第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师， 其次是行义人的，再次是得恩赐义病的，帮助人的，治理事的，受方言的。29节，岂都是使徒吗？岂都是先知吗？岂都是教士吗？岂都是行义人的吗？我们再读第30节。
Continue on to verse 30.
30节，岂都是得恩赐医病的吗？岂都是说方言的吗？岂都是方方言的吗？当他们读到这一段的时候，可能会有一个印象，就是你看保罗都说了，岂都是大家都要说方言呢？
So when they read this section here, they might think, do all speak tongues?
这好像不是每一个人都会医病啊。
It's just like not everyone will know how to heal.
不是每一个人都会行神迹啊。
Not everyone can perform miracles.
所以说方言很好，但是也不是每一个人都会说方言。
So speaking in tongues is great, but not everyone needs to speak in tongues.
所以一般的基督教派啊，对说方言呢有这种误解。
So most Christian denominations have this misconception.
他们觉得 说方言就是其中一种属灵的恩赐。
They think that speaking in tongue is only one of the spiritual gifts.
尤其是他们除了是五旬节教派啊，除了五旬节教派之外，大部分的基督教派都对这个方言呢有刚刚我们所讲的那种理解。
五旬节。
Pentecostal.
Except the Pentecostal church.
Other than the Pentecostal church,
other churches have the same misconception.
他们就觉得这个可有可无，不一定每一个人都有。
They'll think this is something you could have or you don't have. It doesn't matter.
有一些教会会排斥说方言。
And there are some churches that are actually against speaking in tongues.
说你们不要追求这个。
And they'll say this is something you don't need to pursue.
有一些教会说这个没有什么不好，但是牧师自己也没有，也不会叫信徒来追求这个。
And or they won't say that this is it's okay to not have it, and the pastor themselves won't speak in tongue as well.
所以不追求，当然就对这个就理解就不一样了。
And they don't pursue this, and therefore they have different view on this.
那么今天晚上我们就回归圣经。
And tonight we'll go back to the Bible.
因为我们要从要信就要信最开始使徒时代他们的信仰是什么。
So we need to believe. We need to understand what is the initial, the original belief of the apostles.
从保罗对哥林多教会的这个指导当中啊，我们可以看到他对方言的这个解释。
And from the guidance of Paul, we understand what is the guidance of the speaking tongue.
这个对我们是非常重要。
And this is very important to us.
所以整理起来，从哥林多前书十二章到十四章。
And this is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 to 14.
基本上啊，他这里其实讲到有关于两种不同的情况来说方言的。
And we can summarize that there are two kinds of speaking in tongues.
所以我们可以把它这个题目今天晚上说方言的真理，有关于说方言的真理。
So tonight's topic, we're talking about the truth in the speaking of tongues.
所以我们要把它分开。
So we will break it up.
因为一般教会他们看了以为两样就是混为一谈。
So many other churches say they'll speak about this together.
他们以为都是只有一样。
They think it's the same.
其实啊，在保罗讲这个方言的问题里面，其实有两种情况说方言。
But in fact, it's recorded here from Paul that there are two kinds of speaking in tongues.
第一种情况啊。
And the first?
就是在祷告的时候说方言。
Is that when you're in prayer, you're speaking in tongues.
等一下我们会详细的解释。
And we'll explain this further later.
祷告的时候说方言就是得到圣灵的意思。
To speak in tongue while you're praying means that you receive the Holy Spirit.
第二种情况说方言。
And the second situation of speaking in tongues.
这不一样的。
It's different.
是一种叫做特别的恩赐。
It is a special gift.
是圣灵给人特别的工作，因为要做圣工，也给他特别的恩赐。
It's a special gift because God wants you to do certain holy work.
所以不是每一个，第二种就不是每一个人有。
So the second kind of speaking in tongues is not one that everyone has.
但是第一种就是每一个得圣灵的人在祷告当中都会说方言的。
But the first kind, as if you receive the Holy Spirit, you will speak in tongues.
好，这个就是总结。
So this is the main points.
好，那我们现在来解释。
So now we'll explain it.
第一种
，the first one，
方言的祷告
，the speaking in tongues in prayer，
是一种礼物。
It's a gift.
因为圣灵本身就是神给人的礼物啊。
Because the Holy Spirit is actually a gift from God to men.
你有没有收过礼物？
Have you received a gift before?
有了，我们都会给礼物，也会收礼物。
Of course you have. You've all received gifts and you've all given gifts.
你收过最宝贵的礼物是什么？
And what's the most valuable gift you received?
看交情了，看什么场合了？
It depends on the friendship or the situation.
但是呢，最宝贵的顶多就是金银珠宝啊。
But the most precious gift might just be some jewelry.
但是最宝贵的是什么？
But what is the most precious?
其实不是物质。
It is not material.
神可以给你最宝贵的礼物是什么？
What is the most important gift that God can give you?
我们看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
十六节。
Verse 16.
约翰十六章，约翰福音十四章十六节。
John chapter 14, verse 16.
十四章十六节。
14, verse 16.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
我们一起读一二三。我要求父，父就另外是给你们一位保惠师，或作训惠师下统，叫他永远与你们同在。哇，这个就是主耶稣要离开门徒之前跟他们做一个应许。
This is the one of the last promises that Jesus gave the disciples before he departed.
主耶稣快要离开了。
Jesus was going to depart soon.
快要钉十字架了。
He will be nailed on the cross.
那门徒跟着耶稣跟了三年。
And the disciples followed Jesus for 3 years.
听到主耶稣要走了，就很彷徨。
And they heard that Jesus will leave soon, so they were bewildered.
今天如果你听到你最亲爱的人、最靠依靠的人要离开你，你难道你心里不彷徨吗？
Today, if you hear one of your close family members that, and you know they'll leave you, will you not be desperate?
但是主耶稣说你不用担心。
But Jesus says you don't need to worry.
虽然我离开了。
Even though I will leave.
但是我要求天父真神。
But I will ask our Heavenly Father.
他要给你另外一位保惠师。
That he will give you another helper.
保惠师的意思就是站在你旁边帮助你的、陪伴你的。
And the meaning of another helper is that they'll be with you to stand by you at your help.
有一些翻译本翻成 counselor.
And there are some translations that translate this to counselor. A counselor.
今天我们遇到个人的问题啊，有时候都找朋友聊，朋友也不没有空听你讲话，也不晓得怎么样来开导你。
And today, when you face a lot of problems, you may actually seek out your friends. Your friends may not have the time for you.
但是有一种工作叫做 counselor 啊，专业的，要读了大学，要再读一些专业训练。
So there are professional occupations with the title of counselor.
那再听听你的问题，给你一些意见。
And their job is to listen to you and give you some advice.
或是你夫妻婚姻遇到问题了，那个辅导员会帮你来开排解。
Or if you have some marital issues, then you go to these counselors, the therapists, to help you understand.
这是世上的 counselor, 世上的宣慰师。
And these are the counselors on earth.
你看那些世界的这些辅导员都要付钱的，几百块一个钟头的。
If you go and seek these counselors, you might have to pay a couple hundred dollars an hour.
不一定可以帮助到你。
And they may not be able to help you.
但是有一个最好的训诲师。
But there's the best, a best counselor.
他可以了解你。
He can understand you.
他可以帮助你。
He can help you.
因为他经历过你经历过的事情。
Because he's been through what you've been through.
这个就是谁呢？
And who is this?
就是神啊。
And this is God.
神要透过圣灵住在我们里面。
And God, through the Holy Spirit, he wants to live in us.
虽然主耶稣升天了。
And even though our Lord Jesus ascended to heaven.
但是主耶稣说我要透过圣灵做你们的训诲者、辅导者。
But he said, through the Holy Spirit, I will be your helper, I will be your counselor.
你有了这个辅导者，你就不彷徨，你就不焦虑了。
But with this counselor, you don't need to be desperate, you don't need to be scared.
我们现在的人其实很焦虑。
And today, the people are lost.
我们加拿大这边工作压力很大，生活压力很大。
There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of stress with work and also our daily life.
一般人担心的就是钱，就是工作。
And the main things people worry about is work and money.
你可能觉得说，我如果不缺钱，我就没有忧虑。
So you may think, if I don't lack money, then I don't have any worries.
不缺钱的人有不缺钱的忧虑。
The people,
有另外一种忧虑。
The people who do not lack money, they have other worries.
有钱的人呢，出名的人，他们有一些很不开心的。
There are people with a lot of money or famous people, and they're also unhappy.
又透过喝酒，又透过吸毒来减轻自己的压力。
And they'll alleviate their stress through drinking and smoking.
因为他心中太苦了。
Because they're very bitter.
又没有人可以开解他。
And there's no one to open them up.
那只能够喝酒了，吸毒了。
So they can only do drugs or drink.
或者是找一些物质的快乐来麻醉一下自己。
Or they find some material pleasures.To numb themselves.
但是神告诉我们,
But God tells us.
他可以做你最好的 counselor, 最好的陪伴者。
He can be your best helper, your best counselor.
他可以了解你, 他可以安慰你。
He can understand you and he can comfort you.
他可以扶持你,
and he can assist you.
最重要是不用钱。
But the most important is that it's free.
如果要钱的话, 我们都负担不起啊。哇, 每个钟头一两百块啊，那你天天要跟他讲几个钟啊，照收收你钱啊，每个人不是每个人付得起啊。
If you talk to him 1 to 2 hours a day, it'd be a couple hundred dollars, then it'll be too expensive.
他是你天上的爸爸。
He is your heavenly father.
所以他不会说我、哦、跟你收这个钱啊，跟你计较。
So he won't be so calculated and say, pay me to talk to you.
他也没有说哦，我现在下班了，你不要找我。
And he also won't say, I'm off work now. You can't, you can't find me.
你去找心理医生，人家还有上班时间，你要 make appointment 呢。
If you go find a psychologist, you still need to go within the working hours.
你不能说哦，我下班了，有事，我又想跟他聊天，就打电话去给他个人的手机啊，这就不理你。
You can't say, even if they're off work, you can't say, oh, I'm going to call your cell phone. They won't pick you up your call.
时间一到，他就说，哦，好了，今天到这里啊，明天你再约时间。
When time's up, they'll say, it's time now, and let's make another appointment.
神就没有这个限制，他不会说，哦，我下班了，我不管你了。
And God doesn't have this limitation. He won't say, I'm off work, and I don't care about you.
所以要这个劝慧师、保慧师要永远与你们同在。
So this counselor and this helper, they'll be with us forever.
哇，那个这个真的是很安慰啊。
So this is quite comforting.
哦，那这个什么时候实现呢
？So when did this enact itself?
就是在《使徒行传》第一章的时候。
And that was in Acts chapter 1.
主耶稣升天之前跟门徒说。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he told his disciples.
哎呀，这个要给你，以后要给你们圣灵啊。
He said, "In the future, I'll be giving you the Holy Spirit."
我们看使徒第一章的第四节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1, verse 4.
使徒行传一章的第四节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 4.
好，我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
三，耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说：“不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的。这是你们听见我说过。”第五节。约翰是用水施洗，那不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。主耶稣升天之前，就是跟他们讲这番最重要的话。
And this is the very important words that our Lord Jesus told the disciples before he ascended to heaven.
主耶稣说：“你们哪里都不要去。”
He said, "Do not go anywhere."
先留在耶路撒冷。
Stay in Jerusalem.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我之前父所应许的要给你们的。
Because the promise I told you about earlier, we need to fulfill it.
今天如果你爸爸答应你送你一个礼物，你一定很期待啊。
Today, if your dad told you they'll give you a gift, then you'll be very happy.
什么时候给？什么时候给？
You'll be excited and say, when will this happen?
但是你要有耐心啊，你要等啊。
But you need to be patient and wait.
啊，所以主说你们要等。
And our Lord Jesus said, you need to wait.
但是告诉你不用等太久了。
But you don't need to wait for too long.
啊，等过几天就会拿到。
Just wait a few days and you'll receive it.
这个就是什么
？And what is this?
就是圣灵，就是应许的。爸爸应许给你的圣灵了。
This is the promised Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit that our Father has promised us.
哇，这个就是神可以给你最好的礼物了。
This is the best gift from God.
这是从神来的圣灵。
It's a gift from God.
这是神能够给人最好的礼物。
This is the best gift that God could give mankind.
神给你最好的礼物是什么
？What is the best gift that God can give you?
你信耶稣是为了什么？
Why do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
不是为了生活顺顺利利。
It is not to have a smooth life.
不是因为你需要神帮助你找工作。
It's not because you need God to help you find a good job.
更不是因为你想要发财，所以你来拜神。
It's not because you want to be wealthy.
我们华人很多人拜神呢，都是有目的的，都是要找条件的。
And many Asians, when we come and worship God, there's a condition.
你去庙里面问那些人为什么来，他们说求升官。发财，第二就发财，第三就求平安。
If you go to a temple and you ask why you come here, a lot of people they go there to ask for wealth or for health.
再来求孩子，没生到孩子的求个孩子。
Or they ask for a good position, or they ask for children.
啊，通常都是求这些礼物。
Typically, these are the things they ask for.
那些东西不需要神给你啊，你自己努力，很多人都有啊。
And these things you don't need to ask God to give it to you. If you work hard, you may get it yourself.
这个不是最重要的。
And these are not important.
当然，神要给你这些很简单。
Of course, if God wants to give you these things, it's simple.
但是神给你最宝贵的是什么
？But what is the most precious thing that God can give you?
这是神自己愿意跟你同在。
And that is God willing to be with you.
他把他自己给你了。
He's giving himself to you.
这句话我们思想一下，多宝贵！他把自己给你啊。
You think about it. Think about these words. God is giving himself to you.
他在高高在上，他在至高的天上。
He is the all high and mighty God.
我们那么卑微。
And we are so lowly.
但是他愿意住在我们心里。
But he's willing to live in our hearts.
你今天叫英女王，要叫总统住在你家里一个晚上，看看他肯不肯。
And today you tell the president or a queen to live with you, do you think he will?
你叫那些上流社会的人跟你做朋友，你看他肯不肯。
If you ask someone from high society to be your friend, are they willing to?
你的朋友都是你这个社会阶层的。
Your friends are those within your social status.
譬如说你是中产阶级，你的朋友都是中产阶级。
For example, if you're middle class and all your friends are probably middle class,
你很难交到上流社会的朋友。
It's very hard for you to make friends with someone from higher, a higher society.
为什么？
Why?
因为对他来说你没有利用价值。
Because to them, you have no, no use,
no value.
No value.
你的程度跟他差太远。
Your level with them is too different.
你住的区不一样，你开的车不一样，你的事业的地位不一样，他不会理你的。
You live in a different area, you drive a different car, your job is very different, so they don't care about you.
人就是那么现实。
And that's how realistic people are.
但神就不一样。
But God is different.
神真的是最高的，但是他爱我们啊。
God is the most high, but he loves us.
他愿意进到我们里面，与我们同住。
He's willing to enter our hearts to live with us.
因为我们是他的儿女。
Because we are his children.
就好像你都爱你儿女，神就都爱你，超过你爱你儿女。
Just like how much you love your children, God loves you as well, in the same way, even more so.
有时候你想想你把什么东西最宝贵的给你孩子。
Sometimes you think, what is the most precious thing you can give your children?
就是你的心啊。
It is your heart.
你常常想到你孩子啊。
You always think about your children.
你常常陪他。
You want to spend time with them.
不是你的钱，是你自己。
It's not your money, but it's you yourself.
所以这个就是最宝贵的礼物。
So this is the most precious gift.
啊，这个就是圣灵。
And this is the Holy Spirit.
好啊，那得圣灵的时候你怎么知道你得圣灵？
When you receive the Holy Spirit, how do you know you've received the Spirit?
我们就看这个圣经的记载啊。
So let's look at what's recorded in the Bible.
我们看这个使徒行传的第一章，刚刚所读过的啊，第一章。
Let's
第二章啊，第二章。
It's in Acts chapter 2.
第二章第一节到第四节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4.
这里没有打出来，我们就自己翻啊。
We'll just flip it here ourselves. It's not on the screen.
这个就是二章的第一到第四节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4.
我们或者帮旁边的慕道朋友翻一下啊。
And please help any friends next to you to flip the Bible.
二章一到四节。
Acts chapter 2, 1 to 4.
一二三，五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，满了他们所坐的屋子。第三节，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。第四节，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。好，第一次他们得到圣灵。
So this is the first time they received the Holy Spirit.
圣经说他们说起别国的话来。
The Bible records that they're speaking other tongues.
有一些版本把它翻成说方言。
And in other versions, it says that they're speaking
就是英文啊，就中文就是方言啊。
And then that's also in Chinese, it's speaking in tongues.
那什么叫做说方言呢？
So what does it mean to speak in tongues?
那如果我们从中文的角度来说，或者英文 speaking in tongues, 可能以为是一种言语嘛，或者地方的语言嘛。
So from Chinese and also possibly from English translation, speaking in tongues, you might just think it's a foreign language.
那我们要看圣经的原文。因为圣经是用原文，用希腊文写的。
But we need to return to the original text of the Bible because it's written in Greek.
这里中文翻译翻的不好。
Because the
Chinese translation,
the Chinese translation is not good.
It's wrong, huh? 因为这位中文翻译这里说翻成别国的语，好像讲英文呢、西文呢、德文呢，不同国家的语言。
The Chinese translation is saying that it's speaking the language of other countries, just like speaking Spanish or French or some other language.
其实原文这个字啊，这 glass 啊，这个希腊文这 glass， 它可以翻除了语言之外，它还翻译成为舌头或者舌音更加的贴切。
The original text written in Greek, glossa, it actually could translate to your tongue.
或者讲成或者翻译成为属灵的言语。
Or could translate the more true translation is the spiritual language.
所以我们不要把说方言就说哦，讲本来你不会讲英文的，结果神就让你讲英文就说方言，不是这个意思。
So don't think the speaking of tongue means that it's speaking another language, like you originally don't know English and now you can speak English.
本来我不会说俄文的，结果哇得了圣灵我就讲俄文了。
Or I don't know how to speak
Russian 呢
？Russian and now I know how to speak Russian.
不是
，It's not like that.
圣经所做的说方言是什么
？What does the Bible say about the speaking of tongue?
舌头发出的声音。
That there be sounds from your tongue.
所以在这个中文的有一个译本叫吕正中译本，将说方言翻译成为舌头卷动说话，舌头卷动说话。
And there is a translation where is your tongue becomes a language.
Yeah, yeah. Your tongue rolling, the sounds
of rolling of tongue.
这个很特别哦。
And this is very unique.
说方言不是讲世界的语言哦。
the speaking of tongues is not speaking a worldly language.
是神让你舌头不由自主地发出一种舌头卷动、跳动的声音。
It is God giving you the gift for your tongue to speak make a sound and a rolling which you don't understand.
这个就是第一种怎么说的祷告当中说的方言。
And this is the first type of tongue that we're talking about.
你可能就说了，为什么祷告的时候得圣灵要说方言呢？
So we're saying, when you pray, why do we need you to speak in tongue?
为什么要这样呢？
Why is it like this?
神安排的当然有他的意思啊。
And God arranged it this way. Of course, there is God's own meaning in it.
有什么意思？
What meaning is this?
对你个人来说。
And to yourself.
你怎么知道你领受到圣灵？
How do you know that you received the Holy Spirit?
如果没有一个很实际自己体验得到的这种感觉。
If there isn't a strong feeling, a strong evidence,
那你怎么知道你拿到圣灵？
Then how do you know that you received the Holy Spirit?
所以神就安排，好，得圣灵的人，他的舌头就会自己跳动，发出一些人不是自己发的音。
So God prepared that those who receive the Holy Spirit, when they speak in tongue, they will make an utterance, a rolling in tongue that others do not understand.
你自己感觉得到有。And you'll, 有这个舌头在跳动
and you'll feel it yourself that your tongue moves on its own.
这个这是一个凭据啊。
And this is a proof.
不然的话，你怎么知道自己有？
Or else how would you know that you have this?
因为灵是看不见的。
Because you cannot see the spirit.
因为神是看不见啊。
You cannot see God.
你怎么知道神进到你里面？
How do you know God is within you?
你怎么知道神愿意与你同在？
How do you know that God is willing to live with you?
就是这个证明啊。
And this is the proof.
不然的话，你怎么知道？
Or else, how would you know?
在其他一些教会啊，有信徒问牧师说：“哎呀，我怎么知道我有圣灵？”
In other churches, the members may ask the pastor, "How do you? I know I have the Holy Spirit."
他说：“你有啊，你信就有了。”
And they may say, "If you have it in your heart."
怎么知道信就有？有没有证据？
And how do I know I have it in my heart? There's no proof.
牧师说：“我都没有证据，你怎么有证据？你信就有就有了。”
And I don't even have the proof. Then how do I know that you have it? If you have it in your heart, then you have it.
其实圣经讲得很清楚。
But the Bible is actually written quite clearly.
你得了圣灵哦，有证据的。
After you receive the Holy Spirit, there's evidence of it.
我们看第十章。
Let's read verse 10.
使徒第十章。
Let's read Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章四十五节到四十六节。
Acts chapter 10, verse 45 to 46.
我们一起读啊。
Let's read together.
十章四十五节。
Chapter 10, verse 45.
一二三。那些奉哥里和彼得同来的信徒见圣灵的恩赐。也叫在外邦人身上就都稀奇第四十六节因听见他们说方言称赞神为大哇你看哦当时彼得还有一些信徒去到一个外邦人的家里传福音
At this time Peter and a few others went to a home of a Gentile to spread the gospel
就是哥尼流是一个意大利人
And it was a Cornelius and he was a Roman
结果彼得讲道都还没有讲完哦
And before Peter finished,
他们就得圣灵了。
They received the Holy Spirit.
那他们怎么知道他得圣灵呢？
But how did they know that he received the Holy Spirit?
我们看第四十六节哦。
Let's read verse 46.
因为听见他们说方言。
It's because for they heard them speak with tongues.
所以怎么知道你有圣灵？
So how do I know that you have the Holy Spirit?
传道人怎么知道这个人有没有圣灵？
How does the preacher know that this person received the Holy
Spirit? 听他们有没有说方言啊？祷告的时候有没有说方言呢？
It's from listening when they're praying. Do they speak in tongues?
或者是他们坐在那边听道理，突然间说方言，哦，也是有圣灵啊。
Or they could be sitting there listening to sermon, all of a sudden they speak in tongues.
这个就是神最好的礼物了。
So this is the greatest gift from God.
记不记得我们刚刚讲过，神给你最大的礼物是什么
？Did you remember what we said earlier? What is the greatest gift from God?
这个就是神他自己呀。
And as God Himself.
所以这个四十五节这里说圣灵的恩赐啊。
So here in verse 45, this is the gift of the Holy Spirit.
在希腊文里面有一个特别的字。
In Greek, there is a special word for this.
这个字呢，这个恩赐这个字也是礼物的意思。
In verse 45, this is word
礼物的意思也是 gift 啊，这是礼物啊，这是 present 啊。
The word is also gift.
圣灵的恩赐礼物啊。那原文呢，这个字叫 Doria, Doria.
And in the original text, it's a Doria. The word is Doria.
不记得也没关系啊。
And if you don't remember, that's fine.
但是你就知道圣灵这个字，圣灵的恩赐就是神的最好的礼物给你，就是他自己。
But just understand that this Holy Spirit, it's a gift of God Himself to you.
就是指着这是祷告里面说灵言，就是代表你拿到那个最好的礼物了。
And when you pray and you speak in tongue, it's evidence that you receive this gift.
代表圣灵与你同在了。
It also means that the Holy Spirit abides in you.
神答应给你的，已经今天给你了。
And that what God has promised you, He's given to you now.
如果你还没有求到圣灵
And if you have not received the Holy Spirit yet,
那没关系，你就祷告，继续念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
It's okay when you pray, then you just keep repeating, Hallelujah, praise the Lord, Hallelujah, praise the
Lord. 你也不用学别人说方言。
And you do not need to imitate others to speak in tongues.
当然要学很简单，但是要学那个不算。
And of course, if you want to imitate others to speak in tongue, it's easy, but it doesn't count.
还有你学人家说方言哦，这个舌头也很累的。人家舌头这样跳那么快，你试试看，5分钟，你舌头就打结了，就抽筋了。
In fact, if you try to imitate someone speaking in tongue, you'll get tired really quick.
你不用学别人。
It's moving so quick. Within 10 minutes, you'll be tired.
啊，你没有，你叫哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you simply say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
等到圣灵降临了。
And you wait until the Holy Spirit descends on you.
哦，你的舌头哇，不由自主的跳动耶。
Then your tongue will speak and will move involuntarily by itself.
有一些得圣灵的也有点体验，好像哇，好像传道按手，或者是那个圣灵下来哦，好热，好像很热很热，出汗呢。
And there's members who say that when they receive the Holy Spirit or when the preacher lay hands on them, they feel a sense of heat in their body.
但是最主要的就是舌头不由自主的跳动。
But most important is the tongue would move on its own.
所以这个圣灵的恩赐
So this gift of the Holy Spirit
就是说方言
It's the speaking in tongues.
这个方言就是得圣灵本身呢。
And this speaking in tongue is the base of the Holy Spirit.
哦，这个就是第一种方言。
And this is the first type of speaking in tongues.
这个在真耶稣教会里面哦。
And in our church's church.
跟使徒时代一样。
It's the same as the times of apostles.
我们传福音讲道理之后，就会说：“哦，来，我们怎样来祷告求圣灵
？”We'll preach the gospel, and after we preach the gospel, we'll invite people to pray and speak in tongues.
有一些人还半信半疑啊。
And there are people, some who are believing half-heartedly.
啊，真的吗？这个神是真的吗
？They may say, "Is it true? Is this God real?"
这个教会是真的吗
？Is this church real?
没关系，你不用想那么多，你自己出来祷告求圣灵求道，你就有体验。
It's okay. You don't need to think so much. Come to the front and pray. And when you pray, then you experience God yourself.
因为信仰很难用纯理性的角度跟你辩啊，跟你讲啊，这个可以跟你讲，但是信仰是很抽象的东西。
Because spirituality is very abstract. It's very hard to use logic to argue back and forth.
但是如果你对神有体验呢
？But if you have your own experience with God,
如果神感动你了。
And God touches you.
尤其是给你圣灵。
And also gives you the Holy Spirit.
你就觉得，真的有神在这里。
Then you will know that God truly is here.
在艾明顿碰到一个年轻人。
In Edmonton, I met a youth.
他也是来教会才来4-5个月而已。
And he only came to church for maybe 10 months.
他本身也是一个读书的，有教育水平的人。
And this person is also an academic.
然后他家里传统信仰，中国人拜偶像。
And traditionally at home, this person was Asian, was Chinese, so they also worship their ancestors.
以前没有来过教会。
And in the past, they never come to church.
一开始他来教会，他也坐在后面，也很不晓得祷告的时候要怎么做。
Initially, when this person came to church, they would just sit in the back and they don't know what's really going on.
他只是觉得道理很好。
But they hear that they just feel that the truth is very nice.
但是对这个信仰还不是非常的确定。
But they are not certain about this faith.
但是他每个礼拜五都会来。
But every Friday night, they would still come.
后来有灵恩会。
And eventually there was an evangelical service.
鼓励大家，要求圣灵的出到前面来。
And we encouraged everyone who wants to seek the Holy Spirit, please come to the front.
大家鼓励他，好了好了，我就出去前面试试看嘛。
And everyone encouraged him, so he said, okay, let's try.
如果真的有神，真的有圣灵，让我体会一下。
And he said, he thought, if this truly is a God, then I want to experience it myself.
他很虔诚祷告。
So he prayed very fervently.
很虔诚。
And he was very
很单纯哦，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，就照着圣经。就念哈利路亚，求圣灵。
And he prayed with a simple heart, and he kept saying, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord, Hallelujah, praise the Lord."
这个不久之后，哇，圣灵就充满他。
And before long, then the Holy Spirit filled him.
哇，那个舌头说灵言。
And he started to speak in tongues.
他就感觉到真的有神在这里。
And he felt that truly God is here.
这个神不是一种抽象的观念。
And that God wasn't just a theoretical concept.
神是你可以摸得到，你可以体验到的。
And God was something that you could experience.
就像电一样，哇，你被电到了，你感觉到了，有这个有。
And just like electricity, you touch it, you know it's there.
有时候你看到光，你就知道哦，真的有电。
Sometimes you look at the light and you know there's electricity.
有看到这个电风扇在动，哦，有电。
You know that the fan is moving, so there's electricity.
你怎么知道有圣灵
？But how do you know there's the Holy Spirit?
这舌头在动啊，有圣灵啊。
It's because your tongue is moving, so you know.
好像风在吹一样。
It's just like the wind blowing.
因为我们看不见风。
Because we cannot see the wind.
但是我们知道，风吹过树就动，就知道有风了。
But when the wind passes by and it moves the leaves, then we know the wind is here.
那如果一个人得圣灵，舌头在动，说方言，哦，这个就是得 得圣灵的凭据。
But when someone receives the Holy Spirit and they start speaking in tongue, then that's the evidence that we know that they received the Holy Spirit.
哇，那个真的很宝贵啊。
And it's very precious.
那有人可能就问了。
And there are some who ask.
那为什么还要说方言呢？
Why do I still need to speak in tongues?
哦，不能用别的方法吗？
Are there not other ways?
啊，神就是希望用这个方法。
But this is the way that God wants.
啊，那我们看保罗在十四章里面怎么说？为什么要说方言？祷告的时候说方言还有什么？除了证明你得圣灵之外，还有什么用处？
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, what other purposes is there for the speaking of tongues?
我看我们在读哥林多前书嘛，就一定要回到哥林多前书啊。
So let's return back to 1 Corinthians.
我们看十四章第二节。
When you're praying in tongues, you're praying in the spirit.
祷告的时候 you speak in tongue in prayer.
When you speak in tongue in prayer.
为什么你知道是 in prayer, 祷告的时候呢?
How do you know you're speaking when you speak in tongue that you're in prayer?
因为保罗这里讲啊，说方言不是对人说啊。
Because he says here, he who speaks in tongue does not speak to men.
是对神说啊。
But to God.
那你什么时候对神说话呢?
So when do you speak to God?
当然就是祷告的时候对神说话。
Of course, it's when you're praying that you're speaking to God.
不是对人说，你这个方言不是对人说的。
This is speaking in tongue, you're not speaking to other men.
那个对人说，对，等一下讲，那是第二种。
The speaking to men, that's another type. That's the other type, and that's we'll talk about that later.
但是说方言最重要的一种就是得圣灵，神本身，圣灵本身就是你要对神说话，圣灵帮助你跟神说话。
But the speaking in tongue, when you receive the Holy Spirit, the primary purpose is for you to speak to God.
哇，那你自己听不懂。
And you do not understand it yourself.
如果你那个方言是什么英文啊、德文啊、日文啊，那个不是方言，那个人学过的都听得懂。
If the tongue is just English or French or German, then that's just another language of the man's language, and that's one that you can learn.
保罗已经讲了，这个方言是没有人听得出来的。
But Paul says that this tongue is one that others cannot understand.
那除非神打开你的耳朵
，unless God opens your ears，
你就听得懂
，then you can understand。
你自己的灵言或者是别人的灵言
and you can understand your own tongue or even the tongue of others
但是呢就算你听不懂别人听不懂
but even if others cannot understand it
如果你有圣灵的时候你得圣灵用灵言祷告
when you have the Holy Spirit and you pray and you speak in tongues
是你的灵哦在跟神啊在对话在交流啊
it's your spirit that's talking communicating to God
我们看这个十四章的第十四节
let's turn to chapter 14, verse 14.
十四章第十四节。
Chapter 14, verse 14.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
第二章，我若用方言祷告，是我的灵祷告，我的悟性没有果效。哦，这里保罗就解释，祷告有两种哦。
So Paul explains that in the prayer, there's two different types.
第一种就是叫悟性祷告。
The first one is to pray in the understanding.
一般在其他的教会，牧师他的工作就是要做悟性祷告。
And in other churches, it's most common for the pastor would pray in understanding.
就有点像我们在谢饭的时候，礼拜六谢饭的时候，明天的吃饭的时候要讲一堆。
And just like when we give grace and we pray before we have a meal, we'll say many things.
就是叫悟性祷告啦。
And we'll pray in understanding.
悟性祷告看你的功夫啦，啊，如果普通呢，就是讲一分钟已经很长了。
And when you pray understanding, then even saying for giving a prayer for a minute, it seems like a long time.
那如果你是受过训练，口才又很好，可以讲两三分钟就也是很厉害了。
But if you received training, or perhaps you're quite eloquent, giving a prayer for 2 to 3 minutes, that's quite formidable.
但是悟性祷告都是用一些自己的词语、自己的想法、自己的文词来修饰过的，去用自己的想法跟神祷告。
But when you pray in tongue, you're using your own ways and your own to pray to God.
都有一个固定的，好像一个 formula， 一个方程式这样，大概都是讲那些了。
And when we pray in understanding, it's almost like a formula, a set template of how you pray.
啊，感谢啊，赞美啊，然后谢谢神帮助谁啊，然后要帮助我们啊，等一下吃饭要怎样啊，基本上每个人谢饭都讲那些了，有没有发觉？
Typically, when you give grace and understanding, you typically say, "Oh, thank God and thank who for those who made the food and please help with this." And it's a typical template.
只是换人讲不同的话而已啊。
It's just different people saying the same prayer.
啊，如果听道理的时候有留心的，可能还带一两句道理的当中的话来放在谢饭里面。
And for those who listened to the sermon earlier, they might add a few tidbits from the sermon earlier. But these are your own thoughts, and that's a prayer and understanding.
但是如果你有圣灵啊,
but if you have the Holy Spirit,
圣灵会帮助你,
the Spirit will help you.
当你圣灵很深入帮你祷告的时候,
when you're very deep in your prayer,
它会改变你的想法,
they'll change your thoughts.
它会, 有时候会责备你,
sometimes it'll rebuke you.
你不要这样想,
don't think like this.
你不要这样跟神求, 这样求不对。
Don't ask these things from God, it's not the right way.
有时候圣灵会提醒你, 你不要那么顽固。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit will remind you, don't be like this.
有时候圣灵会安慰你。
And the Holy Spirit will also comfort
you. 有时候你很伤心，没有办法用语言讲祷告词。
Sometimes you're full of sorrow and there's no way to verbalize it.
譬如说你亲人刚离世，你很伤心。
For example, if a relative of your just passed away.
那你要叫你祷告，你要祷告讲什么？
If you're praying, what would you say?
太伤心的时候，你没有词语可以表达。
I'm filled with sorrow. There's no words to represent.
太烦恼的时候，你也不知道怎么讲。
Or if I'm too disturbed, I don't know what I can't have. I don't know how to formulate my thoughts.
但是如果你有圣灵的话，是不一样哦。
But if you have the Holy Spirit, it's different.
刚我们讲过的圣灵是你的辅导者嘛，他教你怎么讲啊，他教你怎么想啊。
And just earlier, we said that the Holy Spirit is like your helper, your counselor, and they'll teach you and help you pray.
你付钱去看 counselor， 不是只有讲给他听而已，到最后你要听他讲话，最关键的五分钟啊。
So even when you go and see a counselor and you pay them for it, it's just you talking the whole time. But at the end, the last 5 minutes, you hear what they have to say.
所以圣灵那么宝贵，就是他会跟你讲话，那要你改变。
So the Holy Spirit is so precious because the Holy Spirit will talk to you as well and will help you change.
所以不是说啊，这个不要轻看这个灵言哦，以为哦这个舌头跳动六六六哦都没有什么意思啊。
So don't look lightly on this speaking of tongue and your tongue is moving.And don't look lightly on it.
你在祷告的时候说方言啊。
When you're praying, you're speaking in tongues.
是圣灵在你的心里啊。
It's the Holy Spirit in your heart.
讲各样的奥秘啊，就是你本来不懂的，他要教你的。
And it's teaching you things of mystery. It's teaching you.
哇，所以这个就是第一种方言，太宝贵了，
So this is the first type of the speaking in tongues. It's very precious.
就是特别特别的，每一个信徒都会有的。
And this is one that all members will have.
好，我们再看罗马书第八章二十六节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 26.
罗马书八章二十六节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 26. Chapter 8, verse 26.
保罗在罗马书的时候也解释这个圣灵哈。
So Paul also explained it here about the Holy Spirit.
我们看八章二十六节。第
二三。Verse 26.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎么祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。哇，你看这个圣灵啊，不是只要帮助我们说哦，可你可以进天国这样而已哦。
So this Holy Spirit is not just a way for us to help us go to heaven.
啊，这个圣灵啊，不是只是说啊，有圣灵同在，也是帮你祷告的。
The Spirit is with you and it helps you pray as well.
所以啊，你说圣灵重不重要？
So, is the Holy Spirit precious?
使徒时代要传福音，就是要讲圣灵，就是要求圣灵。
In the time of the apostles, when they preach, it's all about asking for the Holy Spirit and receiving the Holy Spirit.
得到圣灵的凭据就是会说方言，祷告的时候会说方言。
And the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit is that you could speak in tongues.
这个礼物刚刚讲了，那个礼物这个希腊字叫 Doria， 它特别的字，跟其他的不一样。
This word gift in Greek is Doria.
是一个普遍性的应许，就是每一个基督徒你只要求，神都会给你。
And it's a gift that it's for everyone. If you're willing to ask for it, God will give it to you.
这是受应许的圣灵。
And this is the promised Holy Spirit.
还有跟得救有关系哦。
And it's also related to your salvation.
因为是得天国基业的凭据。
Because this is the evidence of receiving the heavenly kingdom.
所以真耶稣教会哦，从小啊就跟使徒时代一样，勉励人要求圣灵。
So the true Jesus Church is just like the time of the apostles. We always encourage people to ask for the Holy Spirit.
不单者，慕道者要求，小朋友也要从小就要求了。
True seekers should ask for it. Even our young children, we encourage them to ask for it.
上个月我在美国南加州。
Last month I was in Southern California.
然后他们也刚好办了一个 Bible 这个圣乐营哈 ，music camp， 好多小朋友参加。
And there was a
像你们孩子那个年纪，很多人都参加，甚至有一些有去参加啊。
And there was a music camp there, and we had many many young children that attended, even some from here.
我听说有二十个小朋友得圣灵啊，差不多二十个，是不是
？And I heard there's about 20 some students that received the Holy Spirit.
去年呢、啊？去年呢、啊、
？Last year.
去年应该也有啊。
And this year we should have some as well.
所以真的圣灵还在我们中间。
So Holy Spirit is still amongst us.
所以你求，神一定会给你。
So if you ask for it, then God will give it to you.
那第二种呢？第二种方言呢？
So the second type of the speaking in tongues.
就是第十二章第四节开始所说特别的恩赐。
And that's recorded in chapter 12, verse 4, and that's the diversities of the gifts.
我们看十二章第四节。哥林多前书十二章第四节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
十二章第四节。
Chapter 12, verse 4.
一二三。恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。好，保罗说这里有很多很多种不同的恩赐啊。
And Paul is saying that there's many different types of gifts.
只有一个圣灵。
But there's only one spirit.
就是说当你得了圣灵之后。
And that's after we receive the spirit.
为了要帮助教会，造就教会。
To help the church and help edify the church.
圣灵会给你很多不同，给不同人不同的恩赐，在不同的时间。
The spirit will give different gifts to different people and also at different times.
这个字，这个恩赐这个字，跟刚刚那个礼物这个字其实原文是不一样。
And the word gifts here, is actually the Greek text is a different word than the gift, the word of gift before.
是翻成英文叫做 charisma.
When you translate it to English, the word is charisma.
也是礼物的意思，但是字不同。
It still means gift, but the word is different.
这个不是指得圣灵，应许的圣灵要进天国的凭据，那个不是讲那个。
It's a different gift that we referred to earlier about receiving the Holy Spirit, the evidence of the Holy Spirit, and going to heaven.
而是讲特别工作上的恩赐。
But this gift here actually refers to a particular gift for holy work.
那这里哥林多前书有讲九种不同的恩赐。
So in 1 Corinthians here, it talks about 12, 9 different types of gifts.
这是十二章从八节到第十一节。
And it's recorded in verse 8 to 12.
八节到第十一节，我们就不读了。这个总共有这个八种啊，就九种，第九种。
And in verse 8 to 11 here in chapter 12, in total there are nine different types of gifts.
智慧的言语，知识的言语，信心，医病，行异能，作奇先知，辨别诸灵，说方言，犯方言，很多了啊。当然不是每一个人都会了，哪有一个每一个人都会那么厉害？保罗自己也没有每样都会啊。
There are many different types of gifts, such as healing and miracles and prophecy and discerning of spirits. Many different types, and not even Paul had all of them.
圣灵想给谁就给谁。
If what gifts the Spirit wants to give to others, and that's what they'll give.
想给多少就给多少。
They'll give however much gifts the Spirit wants to give. The Spirit will give us.
比如说我不是很会讲道哎。
And just for myself, I don't know how to preach the gospel.
没关系，你想要以后做圣工讲道，你就求看神会不会给你讲道的恩赐。
If you don't know how to preach, then it's okay. You pray for it, then to see if God will give you that gift.
但是也不是每一个人都会有啊。
But not everyone will have it.
有一些人求了半年，求了一辈子，可能也不会讲啊。
Some people may pray for their whole lives and ask for it, and yet they may not be able to preach.
有一些很会传福音，但是一上台讲话的就结结巴巴，或者是不晓得他讲什么。
Some people may have have the gift of evangelizing, but once they come out to the pulpit, they're unable to speak.
那这里所说的有一种特别的恩赐，就是说方言。
But there is one particular gift here, and that it is the interpretation of tongues.
好了，关键的在这里了。
And this is the critical verse here.
这里的说方言不是第一种那个祷告的时候说方言。
The tongues that's referred to here is different from the Holy Spirit, the speaking of tongues we read before.
这个说方言是指方言讲道，用来教训人的。
Here, the tongues here is talk about to edify and to teach others.
就好像我现在讲道。
Just like now, I'm preaching.
为什么要讲道给你听呢？
Why do I need to preach to you?
希望你听完之后有帮助啊。
It's because after you hear it, then hopefully it will help you.
当时的人如果圣灵感动一个人呢，会讲道的时候说一些方言，大家听不懂。
Back then, when someone's preaching, the Holy Spirit might touch them, and they may speak in tongue, and people do not understand.
但是同时又会感动另外一个人，可以帮他翻译。
But at the same time, the Holy Spirit will touch another person to interpret these tongues.
这个就跟我们今天的翻译不一样啊。今天是他会中翻英，因为他学过中文。
It's different from interpretation we have today here. Right now, we understand Chinese and English, and
the
interpreter knows both languages and is able to translate.
这他学过，所以会翻译。没学过，你祷告也没有用。
Because they've learned and studied both languages, so they know how to translate.
但是翻译方言呢？这不是你学过，这神让你听得懂。
But to interpret and translate for the tongue, the spiritual tongue, is not one that you can study and understand.
那你可能问了，为什么要有这个方言讲道？
So you ask, why do some preach in tongue?
有当时的时代背景。
There's some history to it.
因为在当时保罗写这个哥林多书的时候，
because at this time when Paul wrote this this book of Corinthians,
当时的教会叫使徒时代的教会。
At that time, there was the church of apostles.
第一，工人很少。
First, there are very few workers.
使徒的教会，使徒就是十二个。
There's only 12 apostles.
还有呢，有一些工人，但是很少。
And there are some workers, but there are not many.
教会有很多。
But there are many churches.
第二，他们要传讲福音，但是呢，他们手头上那个新约，我们现在用的新约圣经都还没有写好，都还没有整理好啊。
And right now we have the Bible, but back then they didn't even have the New Testament.
新约 New Testament 啊，那个时候还没有完整的新约印出来写出来啊。
The New Testament wasn't even complete, or printed for others.
他们讲的时候都是靠听啊，某某使徒讲过的、耶稣讲过的故事，听完之后要转述出去，其实没有一个资料在里面。
So when they preach and speak, they just use what they base it on what they've heard from others. There's no text for them to refer to.
就算有，也流传的也很有限啊。
And even if there is some text available, it's very limited.
还有呢，工人也没有接受神学训练，信徒也没有自己一本圣经可以读。
A lot of the workers, they don't have their own Bible as well, and they also never received any training.
所以圣灵要亲自讲话。
So the Holy Spirit needs to speak itself.
感动一些人。我就起来就我有感动，我就讲方言啊。
The Holy Spirit needs to touch some workers to speak in tongue themselves.
但是他自己都不晓得自己讲什么。
But many of the speakers, they don't even know what they're speaking themselves.
神又感动另外一个人起来，好，我帮你翻译，我知道他讲什么。
So God would touch another worker, to understand and interpret this tongue.
所以虽然没有传道人，没有很多圣经，也没有受过神学训练。
So even though they didn't have a preacher, they don't have any training, and they don't have the Bible.
但是呢，有这种方言讲道啊，对当时教会来说，也可以喂饱当时的属灵的需要了。
But through this tongue, then they're able to still fulfill the need of the people back then.
所以为什么保罗在十四章哥林多前书十四章十三节这里所说
？So why did Paul in chapter 14, verse 13 say?
我们看十四章十三节。
Let's read chapter 14, verse 13.
十四章十三节。
Chapter 14, verse 13.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。所以那说方言的，就当求能翻出来啊。所以这种方言讲到了，就是一定要讲翻出来。
So when you speak in tongue like this, you need to interpret it.
祷告的方言不用翻出来啊。
When you pray in tongue, you don't need to interpret it.
为什么
？Why？
因为祷告是对神讲了，神知道圣灵在讲什么，当然你不用替神翻译啊。
Because when you're praying, you're speaking in tongue in your prayer, you're speaking to God. Of course, you don't need others interpreting.
但是如果你方言讲到是对人讲的，那也要翻出来。
But when you preach and you preach in tongue, then you're speaking to men, and of course you need the interpretation.
一般教会以为在这个说方言只有一种，就是方言讲道。
And of many churches, they think that there's only one type of speaking in tongue, and that's when you preach.
所以搞混了。
So they mix it all up.
所以今天我们知道，其实方言的情况有两种。
So today we understand that speaking in tongue, there's two types.
第一种就是祷告。
The first is in prayer.
得圣灵的凭据。
And it's the evidence of the Holy Spirit.
就是说祷告的时候说方言。
And that's when you pray, you speak in tongue.
这种恩赐就是圣灵本身。
And this is the gift, and then the basis of the Holy Spirit.
第二种就是特别的恩赐。
And the second is a special gift.
方言讲道。
It is to speak in tongue while you preach.
我看过一些资料啊，我们真耶稣教会真的跟使徒时代一样。
I've read some texts, and truly our True Jesus Church is the same as the church in apostolic times.
我们真耶稣教会在中国刚开始啦，在台湾啊，在南洋啊，早期都有不少聚会的时候有人说方言讲道的见证。
Our records when our church first started in China and also in Taiwan and other places, when they first started preaching, there was preaching in tongue.
其中有一个见证我看到很感动。
And there's one testimony I read and I was quite touched.
刚刚啊，那个时候刚刚大陆1949年，然后有一些工人就搬到台湾了。
At that time in 1949 in mainland China, there were some holy workers that moved to Taiwan.
那聚会当中有一次有一个执事圣灵充满，圣灵感动说方言。
And during the service, there are some
聚会的时候讲道啊，用方言讲道啊。
And during the sermon, some of the elders they were speaking in tongue.
哇，他自己很激动，很感动。
And they were touched.
他马上说：“谁听得懂，帮我翻译，我就刚刚这个方言。”
And they said, "Who could understand this? Please translate."
哇，那另外一个弟兄说：“我听得懂，我翻译。”
And another brother said, "I understand this tongue. Let me translate."
翻译什么呢？
And what did they say?
原来这个方言讲道啊，是圣灵在责备当时的教会啊。
And in fact, that sermon was about it was rebuking that local church.
特别是责备其中一个信徒啊，另外一个工人啊。
And it was actually rebuking a particular holy worker.
翻译的人就说：“圣灵责备你。”
So the interpreter said the Holy Spirit rebukes you.
你不爱主。
You don't love God.
你虽然来到台湾，但你的心还在大陆。
Even though you came to Taiwan, but your heart is still in mainland China.
你没有真认真的做圣工。
You do not, you're not working diligently for, doing your holy work.
哇，这个时候圣灵在教会很工作很大。
So at that time, the Holy Spirit was, working very powerfully in the church.
圣灵也知道每一个人心里面想什么。
And the Holy Spirit also knows what each person is thinking in their hearts.
那被责备那个工人就惭愧了。哎呀，原来我心中不爱主，我心中犹豫不决，没有爱神，我神都知道。
And the worker was rebuked. He was very regrettable. He was thinking that God knows exactly what's in my heart.
所以如果这个方言是从神来的
，So this tongue comes from God.
一定会感动人家翻译。
It also touch someone else to translate.
还有这个道理一定是跟圣经是一致的。
And the truth will be one with the Bible.
所以我们早期有很多很多这种说方言讲道的见证。
So in the early times of our church, there are many testimonies like this.
那有人可能就问说了，为什么现在很少没有说我们聚会的时候有人方言讲道呢
？So some may ask, why do you not see this anymore now?
时代不同了嘛。
It's because the times have changed.
我们有足够的工人。
We have adequate amount of workers.
我们有圣经。
We have the Bible.
关键是我们有圣灵同在。
But the most important is that we have the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
那工人有接触神的话，有神学训练，透过圣灵带领。有准备讲出来的道理，也是圣灵的工作。
The workers, we have the Holy Spirit. We interpret and read the Bible with the Holy Spirit. We got trained, so when we speak on the pulpit, we're still speaking through the Holy Spirit.
我们不能懒惰啊
，and we can't be lazy.
不然的话，传道我就不用准备道理了。我说好了，看圣灵今天要我讲什么啊？如果今天没有啊，好了，就唱两首诗就回家了，看上个礼拜有没有。
Or else we'll come up here. It's like and think I'll just be touched by the Holy Spirit and see what I'll have to say. Oh, there's nothing. Then let's just all go home.
我们今天要准备道理，不能说哦，看圣灵要我有没有方言讲道。
We still need to prepare our sermons. We can't just come up here and say and feel what the Holy Spirit wants us to say.
所以今天我们介绍了这两种方言啊。
So today we introduce these two different types of speaking in tongues.
所以解释了一般教会的误解。
And we also explained the main misconception from other churches.
他们以为圣灵得圣灵应许的圣灵那个跟特殊的恩赐混在一起谈。
They think that receiving the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongue are they mix it together.
其实是两种不一样的情况。
But there is actually two different things.
但是今天虽然我们没有太多方言讲道。
And today, even though we do not preach in tongue.
但是我们还是有应许的圣灵。
But we still have the evidence of the
Holy Spirit. 如果你很想要，很想求圣灵。
And if you truly want it, and you truly want the Holy Spirit,
你可以求，神就会给你的。
You just ask for it, and God will give it to you.
神最喜欢给你，因为他最喜欢与你同在。
And God wants to give it to you. He delights to give it to you because He wants to abide in you.
就好像父母最喜欢孩子跟他讲话，对不对
？Just like parents, they love it when the children want to speak with them.
如果孩子跟爸爸讲话，哇，最开心的，来来来，都跟我讲话。
If the children want to speak with their dad, then of course I'll be really happy. Come, let's talk.
今天神也在等我们。
And today God is also waiting for us.
我们唱诗。
Let's all sing Him.
252首。
252.